VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Global cases of the coronavirus have passed 80,000 and deaths have surpassed 2,600. U.S. military officials in South Korea confirmed Wednesday the first infection of a service member. The military says the 23-year-old soldier is stationed at a U.S. Army base near Daegu, the epicenter of South Korea's outbreak. He's been placed in self-quarantine at his off-base residence while officials investigate.
So we're going to know everywhere the service member and his family have been over the last week. It's a lot more than case number one because this person, of course, is active in our community. I mean, he's a very direct member of our community. And so there's going to be a lot more places on that.
At some bases near the outbreak, U.S. soldiers have been prevented from non-essential off-base travel. Hong Kong's government is proposing a nearly $1,300 cash handout for each resident over 18 years old. The money is to help alleviate hardships brought on by the spreading viral outbreak and prolonged political protests. Parts of northern Italy are on lockdown following an outbreak and at least seven deaths in the region as Europe struggles to contain coronavirus outbreaks. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Northern Italy is the epicenter of Europe's coronavirus outbreak. In the regions of Lombardy and Veneto, several small towns have been put on lockdown and 50,000 people have been told to stay at home. But with new cases reported in other Italian regions and in Spain and Switzerland, health authorities are struggling to contain the virus. Iran is one of the worst affected nations outside China, with hundreds of infections and more than a dozen confirmed deaths. South Korea is also badly hit, and the US government has advised against all non-essential travel there. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race debated Tuesday evening in South Carolina. It's their final debate before Saturday's presidential primary in that state and the Super Tuesday primaries that follow 3 days later. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads in the polls ahead of Saturday's vote. India's prime minister continues to call for calm. Delhi's worst sectarian violence in decades left at least 27 people dead, more than 200 injured, and prompted demands for a military curfew. The clashes were triggered by protests against a citizenship law seen by many critics as anti-Muslim. The U.S. embassy issued a travel warning advising citizens to exercise caution in the wake of the violence. The Greek islands of Lesbos, Chios, and Samos on Wednesday staged a general strike. People are protesting against the construction of new migrant camps. For a second day, protesters on Lesbos faced off against riot police close to the site of a planned camp for up to 7,000 people. Small groups of protesters threw stones at the police, who responded with tear gas and flash grenades. Egypt held a military funeral Wednesday for former President Hosni Mubarak. Horses drew his coffin draped in the Egyptian flag. Mubarak ruled for 30 years until he was ousted in disgrace in 2011. He died Tuesday in a Cairo military hospital at the age of 91. Wednesday, Spain's culture ministry canceled performances by Plácido Domingo in Madrid in May following allegations of sexual harassment by the opera star. The opera world is reacting to his statement of regret, AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
It's easy now to say, I'm so sorry.
Those words by soprano Luz del Alba Rubio reflect those of many in opera circles. Now that superstar Plácido Domingo has apologized for his treatment of women, the problem with many who find the apology problematic is that it comes on the heels of a report in which the U.S. union that represents opera performers confirms that the superstar behaved inappropriately with women over two decades. Patricia Wolf is one of the singers whose allegations to the Associated Press launched the probe that led to the report. She questions the sincerity and timing of the apology.
Why is he apologizing now? Why is he speaking up now?
Wolf says she and others want to see Domingo expelled from the U.S. Opera Union to show that such behavior is unacceptable. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The trial of two young Americans accused of stabbing an Italian policeman to death last year began in Rome Wednesday. The defendants, both from California, have been in prison in Rome since their arrest July 26. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.